This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for October 14th. I'm Paul Plack. An Irish Air Corps instructor and a cadet died when the Pilatus PC-9 they were flying went down in rugged terrain near the Galway-Mayo border on Monday. 130 Boeing employees got notice Friday that they'll be laid off in 60 days. The company had announced back in January it would be idling 10,000 employees and contractors company-wide during 2009. New Chinese postage stamps bear pictures of Cirrus, Diamond, and Cessna aircraft, and even a flight design CTLS. Airports Council International North America will award scholarships of $2,500 each to three aviation students who are in programs preparing them to be future airport managers. AWOM, the Association for Women in Aviation Maintenance, has announced that it will offer a dozen scholarships next year, and you don't even have to be a woman to be picked. InJet, a new private jet charter operation, has scheduled time at the Rosen Center during NBAA next week to invite everyone looking for a career or change in current situation to interview for sales positions. Stratus Aircraft says it's received its first customer deposit on the Stratus 714 VLJ. The company's bringing the mock-up to NBAA 2009 in Orlando next week. Hawker Beechcraft reports it's been awarded a contract to provide 24 of its new Beechcraft T-6C trainers to the Royal Moroccan Air Force. And a flight attendant who worked aboard Oprah Winfrey's private jet is filing a lawsuit after she was fired for allegedly having sex with the pilot while the airplane was in flight. The pilot was also let go. Both of them say it didn't happen. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, it's the first part of my two-part conversation with EAA's Joe Norris, looking at the nuances of the changes in the FAA's process for interpreting the 51% rule. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.